Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jane's Wen, on the 23rd of January. Slightly unusual recording time for me on a weekend. I've also got SM2N here with me, that's the advantage of it.
Hello.
Yeah, so, I guess yesterday I lost my recording slot because I went up to IKEA with a couple of friends for a shopping trip. And I had a shopping list of two other friends who both wanted a couple of bits that you would make the extra trip for, going all the way up to Milton Keynes. I discovered that was that not your idea to have a look? Because I couldn't find the IKEA family card. I don't know
what I've done. Where is the IKEA family card? Have you seen it? Do you know where it is?
Yeah, I know I don't carry it around with me.
Touched the IKEA family card.
Yeah.
So I said, well, why don't you see if you can install the app and whether that will just do it for you?
Yeah, so I had a look on how to get yourself a new card. You can print temporary cards in the store, but it also said you can, on the app, you can have your family cards on there. So I thought, oh, okay, I'll check that out. The app only has like two and a half stars or something. I thought, oh, really? In the event, I thought it was actually really good. It did everything I needed. So you can create yourself a shopping list. You can even scan the barcode. I did that.
Scan the barcode of...
of the item, and then it finds it, and it tells you what it is, and how much it costs, and where you can find it.
Unless it's in Blooming Marketplace,
of course.
So you get what you mean in the showroom?
Yeah, you could do it. Well, so, I did it at home when I was at home because I couldn't remember what is this thing, how much does it cost, because I had quite a long, so I could tell the others how much they owe me. Yeah. So, and I tried scanning it, and it just, it went search, and it came up with it.
Sorry, I don't know what you're scanning there, sorry. What are you scanning?
The barcode on the label.
On the what label?
On the item.
So you've already bought it at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is confusing me now. Okay, so you can... so you've already bought something, and you can scan it in the app and find out where you can get more of it.
Well, no, if you want to know what it... Well, okay, it said on it, but it doesn't have the price on it, does it?
Oh, the cost, right, okay.
So, cool. And I needed to find out the price, and because they've all got funny names on the receipt.
Cool, okay.
So I had that, but obviously you can do that in the store. You can just scan something, and it'll tell you all about it. Okay. But also, you can, once you've got it on there, you can then add it to your shopping list. Very easy. And that's what I did with the other ones the day before. So everything I wanted, I just added it. You can create your own shopping list and then...
So the day before I created
a shopping list.
So that was, has it got a catalogue inside the app that must of all be. The products? Oh, so you find I the products so. In the app and then add them yeah. to the shopping list.
Yeah.
Right, so you can search for something and find it and put it in your shopping list, and you can scan a barcode.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
And then I know it's probably not that amazing many apps do that, but anyway, but I thought it was really good because it had the shopping list, and then you could swipe and so tick something off or swipe the other way and delete it.
Swipe left and swipe right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's then, a dating thing, isn't it? Yeah, everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't that amazing. Yeah. It's
interesting how these things emerge from like one app. Comes up with this paradigm, and then all these other apps are now using the same paradigm.
Right, okay. Mm. Well, I swiped the wrong way first and deleted something, but it's fine. And if you've got something that you want, that you have more than one... don't know, I didn't try that. And if you've got more than one and you tick it, it says... have you got all of them? You had more than one on your list. Have you got all of them? Yes or no?
So this is when you're going around the warehouse now, mm-hmm. collecting all the stuff that you've put in your shopping list.
Yeah, so and if you tell it which store you're going to, then it tells you where the item is, if it's got a location. Otherwise, it just says ask staff or go to Marketplace or the usual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you the price of all the shopping as well. So, yeah, so I thought it was very useful. So I quite liked it.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. So it did have the family card on there. And
that's a loyalty card thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and then when I got to the checkout, I just showed her that, and she just sort of scanned the barcode, like having an e-ticket in the airport. Not that I've tried that. But
she scanned your screen.
So, she, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's cool. So, yeah, I quite enjoyed that.
Cool.
I know, it's always good to find out that that's something useful. So yeah, I don't know why they got such bad reviews. Seemed all right to me.
Oh yes, when I look on my phone, I've got an IKEA app installed on there that I didn't have.
Congratulations. I find that a lot. It's usually something corp related though.
Yes.
That I find on my phone. So yes, anyway, so we had a very good shopping trip, bonus meatballs and
Swedish meatballs.
Good time, yes.
With gravy.
Of course.
Spaghetti.
God no. No, I had mash. Because I never get to have mash at home. Kids don't eat it. So yeah, it's really good. And it wasn't that busy either. So it was nice. And as usual when we go to Pumpkins, it rained. Anyhow, so, but that's actually why I wanted to record. I wanted to record a bit to say a big thank you to Bernie Topgold on here and his daughter Mia. Because they recorded me a lot of good advice about Mia's guinea pig Snowy. And I'm very impressed, Mia, that you've you chose guinea pig and you've saved up for it and that you're looking after it so well. And it sounds like you're having lots of fun. And thank you, Bernie. There was lots of food for thought there and sort of lots of useful tips and sort of things that I can now think about and take into consideration.
Mm.
I must admit, I'm a bit stuck at the moment with the whole pet thing.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Yeah. Because I've now sort of looked up what the animals would need in terms of habitat and we don't really have sort of the conventionally designed house which, you know, has a, I suppose you usually get one window in your front room and you get a door in there and the rest are all walls you can use up for something. But our house is very open plan and we've got loads of doors and windows everywhere, so we struggle to find wall to put some storage furniture there to put some stuff in, so it's not all lying around. So even though it's quite a big house, because we've got this massive staircase right in the middle of the lounge, so that takes away a wall. So there's not actually that much area where, and it gets very hot because the way it's where the windows go out in the summer, it gets very hot. So I'm at the moment I'm stuck for where would we put the animal, where it doesn't, you know, where it's not right in the dining room or anywhere super inappropriate, and where it's not going to get super hot in the summer, but where we still can have access, so it's not completely out of the way, so it can still be a family pet. So I'm struggling with that at the moment.
Mm.
I don't know, and I'm also struggling with what to get. So all sorts of all the rodents seem to have their advantages and disadvantages. So, but I'm still planning to take the kids to a pet shop to actually see, because they might decide they actually don't want one once they've seen one in real life. Who knows?
Yes, I hope so. No, fingers joke. Crossed.
Yeah, exactly. You don't seem very keen on the idea either.
No.
That's a no. That's Simon's no face.
If it was a cork, but no. Corgi, no. I'm not sorry if you said in the corgi, but a cork. Another cork. I was always in front of the corgi in this house, but...
Yeah, funny that. Yeah. I don't know. The kids always seem to get wild when they see somebody else's pet.
I'm just worried that they're going to be 5 minutes of fascination and then they completely forget about it and lose all interest in it, and it's just going to be a poor suffering creature that has to live with a family that doesn't appreciate it. And I don't know.
Yeah, so that's why I have to do some more quizzing of the kids, see what they're actually expecting to happen once they have a pet.
Yeah, I think you're right to do that. Yeah.
And then we'll see. We'll go from there, and then we'll see what it is they actually find suitable and see whether we find space for it. So see, thank you. So therefore, thank you, Bernie.
Yeah, thank you.
Very useful. Bye.